Most of the other events start this weekend. At 8:30 Saturday morning, Athens time, Akil Abdullah and Henry Gant Newsom will row a double scull in their first heat. 30-year-old Abdullah hails from Washington, D.C., where he attended Wilson High. It happens to be the only D.C. public school with a rowing program. Abdullah had been playing football in the fall and golf later in the year, but then he got the rowing bug.
It was just one of those things where I got out there and probably from the second or third stroke, I was at home.
What was it that caught you?
You know, just being outside, being with a group of guys that I enjoyed spending time with, and just getting caught up in the motion of the stroke.
Caught up in the motion of the stroke? You mean the rhythm of it?
Yes. I mean, even in a novice crew, when you're still learning to row correctly, there are times when you just feel fully connected with the water through the blade, and those are the moments that are really great. You know, the sun's coming up over the Potomac, you're rowing through Key Bridge, and it's just romantic.
Do you remember watching the Olympics when you were a kid?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember watching Carl Lewis and mostly the athletics and track and field, and I had some medal from some track meet, and I had the TV up on full blast, and I was standing in the bathroom and looking in the mirror with my medal around my neck and my hands held over my head. And my mother walked into the bathroom and asked, "What in the world are you doing?" as the Olympic theme song played in the background. But, you know.
Turned out it was a dress rehearsal.
Yes.
But this was Carl Lewis, and that was in track. Did, at that point, were you thinking that you might want to compete in track and field?
Not in particular. I just like to be outdoors and to run around. And, you know, I was one of those kids who, my parents would always tell me to go outside and play, and I could never tell them that I was bored because it was either go outside and play or do my multiplication table. So I think I chose going out and making mud pies or throwing sticks and rocks with my friends rather than that.
Akil, now that you're going to the Olympics, are you at all concerned that people will focus so much on the fact that you're the first African-American male Olympic rower? Do you think people will simply see you as a supremely talented rower, or will they focus so much on your race?
Well, it'd be nice if they saw me as a supremely talented rower. I don't consider myself anything special. I think that I'm a good rower. But what the media makes of me, they're going to do that regardless. My focus is to go over there and row as fast as I can. So if that happens, I'll hear about it. But my focus and my goal is to represent the United States to the best of my ability. So it won't have too much of an effect on me.
Do you feel, though, that there's an opportunity there, that there may be a young boy watching the Olympics just like you did in your youth who will see you and perhaps be inspired to take up the sport?
Oh, I hope so. In fact, when I was racing at the Olympic trials in 2000, I was at the starting line, and there was a family. You know, there was this father with his son and his wife, and they were standing there at the starting line, and an African-American family. And the race went off, and I guess my mother and my aunt, my uncle had been standing there, and they related to me later that the little boy had said, "Mom, what's that guy doing?" And she said, "He's rowing." And he said, "I want to try that." And so I'm sure that it will have an effect, and I hope that it will have an effect for everyone to try it. I think that it's a lifetime sport, a great community. So I am definitely aware that it will have an effect on people.
You know, sports, of course, they're physical, but so much of it is mental. It's what goes on upstairs, internally, inside your head. What do you do to get ready for a supreme competition like this?
Well, I like to do some visualization in order to prepare and quiet my nerves before a major race.
Visualization. You close your eyes and you think of what?
I try to think of everything that's going to go on, going to the start line, the aligner, aligning the boat, putting up a white flag saying all boats are aligned, the starter, head referee with the red flag over his head, dropping the flag, us taking our initial start sequence, how we're relaxed, breathing, flowing, getting into the rhythm of the boat, focusing on our strategy and our race plan, so that when I arrive on the starting line race day, you know, it's a race that I've done in my mind at least, a dozen times.
When you think about that, you conceive it, you dream it, do you take it to its conclusion? Do you also imagine passing the finish line, stepping up on that podium, raising your arms in the air with that medal around your neck?
Well, I think I did enough of that when I was younger, so now I just focus on getting across the finish line first.
Akhil, thanks so much for talking to us, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Akhil Abdullah is a member of the U.S. Olympic rowing team.